In the meantime, Mr. Calder Johnson is joining me here in the studio. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Dandy.
Excellent.
So, starting tomorrow night, a new play is showing. Well, not showing. Happening.
Yes.
Not a showing. It's a happening, I guess.
Yes, a happening.
It's a happening at North Coast Repertory Theater. It's called Arcadia.
Yeah, Arcadia by Tom Stoppard, often considered one of, quite possibly, sometimes called the greatest living playwright we currently are graced with.
Wow.
Also known for Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
Oh, that's a great one.
And also the writer for the screenplay of Shakespeare in Love.
I love that, too. Although wife Amy says it's not historically accurate. Which is true.
It's historic-ish.
It's got Shakespeare. He was real.
Yeah. He was a real dude. Maybe. Maybe he was also Francis Bacon. Who knows?
Yeah.
No. Conspiracy theory. Don't listen to that.
Arcadia, is this also a comedy?
It is. It's a pretty complex comedy. It's always hard to give the elevator pitch to the show. Basically, it's a comedy about chaos, mathematics, sex, and the heat death of the universe.
Ah.
Yeah. It's got a lot of, Stoppard's works, it has a lot of very scintillating, complex ideas, which he loves juggling. He loves playing with language and ideas. And so there's a lot of stuff going on there. It's a densely packed, but it's also definitely has a lot of his, if you're familiar with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead or Shakespeare in Love, a lot of his very clever wordplay that he just loves messing around with.
Now, both of those are period pieces. Is this also?
Yes, of a sort. It all takes place in the same room, a stately manor house in England, but it jumps between two different time periods, one in 1809 and one during the modern day.
Wow.
And these two time periods seamlessly weave back and forth, telling a story of what happened in 1809 and then progressing forward in time to the modern day, where scholars are attempting to decipher exactly what went on back then. So it's also a bit of a mystery in a way, as we see events unfolding in one time period and then we see them referenced in another, and sometimes events that are happening back in 1809 will be referenced during the modern day before they've actually happened. We've seen them happen in the play itself. It's all Tom Stoppard's way of playing around with the idea of time and chaos and, the universe falling into disorder. So we should all dance while we have the chance.
Sure. Well, it does seem to be falling into disorder at a rapid pace.
Right?
It seems to be
timely, perhaps.
It seems to be on target. So it's for a play, this is handy that it takes place in the same room. Of course, it's the same room 100 years apart-ish.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's one of the interesting the conventions that Stoppard employed. In fact, actually written very carefully into the show itself. The main set piece is just this one huge table around which a lot of the action takes place. And as time goes on during the play and we jump back and forth between these two time periods, props from different eras are brought on, but they're also left on. And so eventually you just have this pile of stuff on this table, ranging from, this 19th century theodolite, piles of books, and mixed in with a Dell laptop, everything just begins to mix and fall into chaos. Yeah.
Nice. Is the room decor change between eras?
It's no, actually. That's kind of one of the things that Stoppard was pretty clear about, actually, in the script itself, which I appreciate very much, was that he was very distinctly, he said that there should be no change to the room itself, just an accumulation of things from different eras as people from different eras move through the space.
That's a really interesting play. When was it written?
It was written back in 1991.
Okay.
It definitely it's a nice piece, because I do feel like even written back in 1991, it has a lot to say that's relevant, you know, nowadays.
Now, of course, the name Arcadia, coming from Southern California, as many folks in Humboldt County are, we all know Arcadia is a town just near Pasadena, but this is not what it's about.
Yes, sadly, no. Stoppard was not referring to the town near Pasadena. That was not what he had in mind. No, it was no. In fact, actually, just more of a reference to the period of neoclassical art and literature in England that was happening in 1809, when everyone was rediscovering all of these classics from the Greeks and Romans and remaking it in their literature and in their architecture. And then, you know, and then a few years roll by, and it's, you know, the time of Lord Byron and other romantic poets, and it all descends into windswept moors and, you know, overgrown crags and, you know, the romantic, chaotic literature of that period.
We should also note that it is not a mispronunciation of Arcata.
Yes, you can stop leaving us helpful corrections on our Facebook page. We are
Arcata people.
We are aware. Yes, we are very aware. I love Arcata. I live there, but it's not that. No,
yeah, not Arcata. Yeah. It's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, Arcadia is much more well known than Arcata, and sometimes, you know, we get, you know, mail referencing Arcadia. It's wrong.
No, it's true. That's been like one of the great controversies of this area for ages, the spelling of that. You know, it's like, is it Arcadia? No, Arcata.
Arcata.
Ta. Yeah, it's,
but yeah, but no one says the T.
Yeah.
It's a D.
Yeah. Yeah. No one does. It's,
if you say, you know, if you say Arcata, it just sounds weird.
Yeah. Sounds like you're trying too hard at that point.
It's like saying Costco.
Yes.
No one says Costco.
Well, yeah, but perhaps actually one of the things, you know, if you're British, though, that is important. I mean, that's one of the things we've had to work with our dialect coach and it's, you know, all the proper, you know, proper British pronunciation, you know, hit all those consonants.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they say aluminium.
Well, yeah, so what do they know?
Yeah, it's a people separated by a common language. That's right. Well, Calder, thanks for coming in. We also have tickets to give out. We'll be doing that a little later on
excellent.
As well. Yeah,
excellent.
Good. Get people in the seats there. Well, this should be a lot of fun. And I know this gentleman's work, but this is one I'm not familiar with. So I'm
excited for you to see it then, because certainly it is. I don't think not one of the works of his that's most well known to us here in the States, but particularly abroad. I mean, in England, obviously, of course, there are a lot of people who refer to this as his best work.
Wow.
This is a play that I first saw when I was 12 up in Ashland, actually, when they produced it, and it absolutely changed my life. Probably one of the major reasons why I even eventually drifted back into theater, and I'm now doing that.
Profound.
Yeah, it's a powerful piece of work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Who's in it? Oh, God, a whole bunch of the usual suspects.
It's Humboldt County. We all know everybody. So.
Yeah, I was like, well, my good friend and also marketing director, Mr. David Hamilton. We've got, Carolyn McFarland, Megan Hughes. We've also got Kavi Garrett Zvelico. Sorry, nearly butchered that one there. Let's see, some other people: David Sims, Anders Carlson, who's, you know, as he noted, great. I've known Anders for ages, and been great because he noted in his biography for this show that this, in fact, marks ever since the 21st season at NCRT, which is what, 13 years now, he has managed to perform in a play every single season.
Nice.
So yeah, he's this continues the streak. And then we've also got a few new faces too. Jane McCaffrey from NPA, the Preparatory Academy, and lovely guy I've known before in the community, Ray Waldo. And also William English III, very nice young man from HSU who I've worked with before.
Big cast.
Yeah, it's a cast of 12. It's a lovely group of people, and I feel very, very happy to have had the chance to work with them.
At any point, are all 12 on stage at the same time?
Not all at the same time.
That's good.
It'll be packed. But we do definitely get a few scenes where it's actually, it's quite fascinating to watch this play out because you basically are seeing two scenes play out in two different time periods at the same time as the play goes on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
So you're seeing people in, you know, jeans and button down denim shirts with, you know, mixed in with people in, you know, in stockings and and proper jackets from 1809. Yeah,
nice. I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like a really interesting show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is Arcadia. Starts tonight and goes for about a month.
Tomorrow. Please don't show up tonight.
Show up tonight. I want to see the show.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
We could possibly let you in. We can make a deal. It's our final dress rehearsal. Talk to me. We'll see what we can do.
That is right. It is tomorrow night. And then going for, about a month?
Yes. We run to October 7th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can get all the information and also buy tickets online at ncrt.net.
Perfect. Calder, thanks for coming in. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much, Cliff.
Absolutely.